This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This has been quite the year for food delivery apps, wanting to stay hunkered down, as millions of us have. But change is a-coming to that industry. DoorDash says it's going to switch up how it charges restaurants to make their deliveries. There are going to be three tiers of service now, charging commissions, that is fees, of as low as 15%. Till now, restaurants haven't had much of a choice, and a lot of smaller places wound up shelling out 30% of an order's total dollar value just to get it delivered. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on that one.
Restaurants have always had an uneasy partnership with third-party delivery apps, says Alan Lee, a professor at Boston College.
Many restaurants, they find that they have to rely on this platform, but many of the restaurants actually hate them.
He says the high fees the apps charge barely make it worth it for many small businesses. But during the pandemic, it seemed like they had no choice. Those conditions are coming to an end, though, says Trevor Boomstra with Alex Partners Consulting.
The power balance between restaurants and delivery aggregators has changed.
He says there's increasing regulatory pressure. Many cities have capped the fees the apps can charge, and restaurants are regaining some of their footing as the in-person economy reopens. Though some of the shift to eating at home will be permanent, says Alex Suskind at Cornell University.
Restaurants now realize that they have to offer delivery. And so this is a way of kind of, you know, getting restaurants to commit and stick with them at a time where they may start to look for other options.
Though it varies by region, DoorDash now has the biggest market share in the country. The industry has increasingly consolidated into a battle between a few major players, says analyst RJ Hottavy with Aaron Allen and Associates.
Right now, we're still very much in the land grab phase for delivery companies. It really is critical to get as many, not only restaurant operators, but as many customers coming to your website and using your platform.
He says delivery apps could go the way of e-commerce and social media, with one big winner dominating the game. So it's a critical time to make moves to be the last app standing, or driving. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.